After both were emptied into the barn, Claude would bring the horses back around to the wagon in the front of the barn and rehitch the team. Dad, in the meantime, pulled the slings back out of the barn in the rafters, down to the wagon, and placed them in readiness for the next outing for a hayload. We kept a count of each load brought in, and at the end of the day, we would see how many, sometimes up to 8 loads, sometimes only 5 or 6. It depended on where in the fields the hay was and how much time it took. The whole job of getting the crop in took about 2 to 3 weeks. If I were doing my part of this job, I would take ice-cold water to the men from our back porch pump at the house. It was the best water I have ever tasted. Also, we made homemade root beer in the summer, and I would bring that to them in the afternoon for a refreshing drink. When I was old enough and reliable, I drove the horses sometimes, and that gave Claude a bit of a break. In later years, in fact, 1942, Claude was working for the Forest Service and was away from the ranch that summer. Dad and I put the crop up, and I think we did a pretty good job. It was hot and tiring, but Dad was good to me, and we always rested a while after lunch, got a second wind, and then went out and got 3 or 4 more loads of hay that day. You knew you had done a day's work by the time dinner came around. That was the first time that Claude had been gone for any length of time, and I missed him with a passion. I thought I had lost my best friend, and I guess I had. That was such a surprise to me that I would miss that brother who teased me and who I managed to give a bad time to so many times. But I guess there was a bond there that came out when we were apart. Claude and I were together so much as children, living on that ranch and growing up there with chores we each had to do. He was always the one who helped me with anything that I thought was too much for me. He put my skates on, kept my skis waxed, watched me when we were swimming, taught me to ride a horse, showed me how to milk a cow, even though I only had to do it a few times. And he was just a great big brother. He played ball with me and even let me bat once in a while. We built dams in the spring when the snow melted and ran towards the river. He would make paddle wheels, and we would spend hours watching them turn in the little streams of water. We tied flies together that we used to go fishing in the river. I tagged around with him all the time, whether he liked it or not. I always thought he could do such interesting things, even though I look back now and think that it was probably just part of the chores and responsibilities he had on that ranch. When he left home to go to work, I found that I not only loved him very much, but respected him, too, for all those years of work. It goes on to this day of being together and talking about that time of our lives, both the good and the bad, and being very humble about the parents we had and how they raised us. After the haying was done for the day, or even any work day with the horses, the men had to take the horses into the barn and remove all the harness gear that was used. It was hung up on the wall of the barn, and then the horses were turned out to pasture until the next morning when it was started all over again. I know that after working in the fields all day, my dad and Claude would each grab a bar of soap and head for the swimming hole to bathe. The river was warm at that time of the day, and it was a great place to take a bath.